This is 89.1 WEMU, and our primary election coverage continues. There were contested races in all five of Ann Arbor City Council wards on Tuesday. Some incumbents were challenged, and with Zachary Ackerman and Chip Smith deciding against seeking re-election, you knew there was going to be at least two new faces on council. The more intriguing question had been, who would win, and would it change the makeup of council and alter the direction of city governance through the next election cycle? Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor was backing candidates in all five of the wards, hoping to create a majority alliance of support on council. And, Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time today.
It's my pleasure to be here.
All five of the candidates that you were backing through the campaign cycle won last night. Did that surprise you at all?
You never know what's going to happen during an election. I was delighted. These candidates worked incredibly hard. They worked with voters. They learned about what Ann Arbor is, the direction that they want, that the voters want to take Ann Arbor. They are optimistic and they value professionalism. And they worked. And the results paid off.
Looking back to the 2018 city council elections, you saw your majority support on council flip, and come November, you will have enough allied support to move forward with some of the initiatives that you haven't felt you've been quite able to move forward over the past 2 years. So what becomes the priority right off the bat?
I want to say that this was a group effort. Like, these five candidates are each individuals. They each are coming with their own priorities. But I think we are looking in the same direction. This is not I'm not the Svengali behind the curtain here. These candidates are excited about working on affordability. They're excited about working about equity, carbon neutrality, policing reform, and, doing the everyday things that are vital for local government. They're looking forward to doing these things with optimism and professionalism and contemplation and collaboration. These are a great set of candidates. They're going to be great council members.
And between now and when they are sworn into office, you will be charged with working with the existing city council, which includes some incumbents who lost their races yesterday. So how do you intend to work over the next few months with council to continue moving the city forward while awaiting the next set of council members?
Well, it's going to be pretty much the same. We are going to continue on as we have. There are going to be issues that come up before city council. There are council members who, are duly elected through an established term. I'm going to expect everybody to continue to represent the electorate as best they see it. It's conceivable that some will take note of the direction as described, as indicated by the voters, and perhaps give some give some weight to the change that's coming. But at the same time, people are—they're elected for a term, and they're going to serve that term. So, we're going to move forward.
And I do want to pass along the information as to who actually won these races. In the first ward, Lisa Dish upset incumbent Ann Bannister. In the second ward, it was Lynn Song defeating incumbent Jane Lum. And where Zach Ackerman had been in the third ward, Travis Radina won that race. And in the fourth ward, Jen Iyer, she beat incumbent Jack Eaton. And then, of course, in the fifth ward, it was Erica Briggs winning the runoff to represent the seat that was going to be left vacant by Chip Smith. Our post-primary election conversation with Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor continues on 89.1 WEMU. Mr. Mayor, many had characterized the city council races yesterday as a fight for the character of Ann Arbor neighborhoods. Those who did not support the slate of candidates you were backing fear your desire for greater density and new construction will adversely impact what they feel is so special about Ann Arbor. So what do you say to those who you also must represent?
Sure. Well, I'd say a couple of things. First off, Ann Arbor has wonderful parks, wonderful neighborhoods, and that's never going to change. I also would say that the successful cities evolve, and it's important that Ann Arbor be successful. Further, it's important that Ann Arbor express and reflect our values. We're one of the we're the eighth most segregated county in the country, and it's getting worse. We are becoming, as a city, more and more segregated every day, both in terms of economics and demographics. And that's just unacceptable. And the status quo is how we got here. And, we can't continue to replicate what we've been doing if we are looking for different results.
For For as long as you've been mayor, you and I have been discussing the need for more affordable housing, and that's touching on some of the gaps that you've just mentioned. Goals have been set, but progress has been decidedly slow. In your estimation, how are we going to pick up the pace and move that process forward more quickly?
I think we've got a couple of things. First off, of course, the five council members who are going to be coming in November are, I believe, committed to taking decisive action to expand affordability, to expand affordable housing. We have a millage on the ballot. That millage on the ballot, if passed by the voters, is going to raise, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of between $5 and $6 million every year, which will go towards the construction of affordable housing and supportive services for residents who need it within that housing. This, I think, on the city properties that we own, will enable us to leverage somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 to 1,500 units of new, functionally permanent, affordable housing throughout the city, which would make a tremendous step forward towards our affordable housing goals.
And how does that play into creating more equity and eliminating some of the racial and systemic bias that already exists in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County?
Well, you know, right now we have people that that work in Ann Arbor that can't live in Ann Arbor. You know, the employment, the people who work in Ann Arbor can't afford to be here, and that's just fundamentally wrong. And what we want to do is make sure that people who work here, teachers, nurses, office workers, folks who work in the hospital, that they have the ability to live near where they work, that they have the ability to be part of the Ann Arbor community, both during the during their work hours and at home.
Personal finances for most have been impacted in one way or another by COVID-19, and the same can be said about government budgets, and that is going to be an ongoing concern as we continue to move through a coronavirus pandemic. So we're a long way from being out of the woods on that front. Where is the city budget right now?
We are, we're of course hurting. We are, looking at drops in state revenue sharing. We're looking at drops in fees from ordinary commercial activity that the city in which the city engages, and we're looking at a drop in parking revenue. Ann Arbor, however, as a municipal organization, is in excellent financial shape. We do have areas of our budget where we are able to cut in a way that will not will hurt over the long term, but over in the short and medium term are going to be are going to be done in a manner so that residents will not see service impacts.
Well, you've already touched on it, but how important will it be for the future of the city budget to get more federal dollars in the next relief and stimulus package if one should ever get passed?
Sure. Well, we are of course looking for all the help we can get from the federal government. We in Ann Arbor have a general fund of $114 million, somewhere in the neighborhood of $95 million is discretionary. We're looking at a shortfall of, anywhere between $5 to $7 million, and that's a big chunk. We're going to be delaying capital projects. We're going to be delaying, accelerated payments on pension and the like. We're going to be, looking at other ways to save money. But if we can get any help from the federal government, we'd be glad to take it.
While you continue to look at ways to cut spending and more efficiently use what is available, the primary winners from last night won't take office until after the November general election. But do you plan to consult with them and city administration collectively on how best to prioritize programs and spending, knowing the possibility is there that deeper cuts may come?
Well, the budget has already been passed, and if there are budget proposals to amend the budget, those are going to come up in the current council. I will expect to collaborate with the folks, the candidates who won last night, the incoming council members, of course, getting a sense of what their individual and collective priorities are, and that'll certainly inform how I approach things. But at the same time, we have 10 council members plus myself who are elected, who are empowered and authorized and committed to doing the work of the city. And we're going to do that all the way through the tape.
Mr. Mayor, I thank you so much for the time today and for talking with us, and we will look forward to the next conversation.
Always a pleasure.
That is Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor as WEMU continues with post-primary election coverage. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.